Hey kiddos, it's Wednesday night. I'm Mr. Cummings. So this must be First Catechism Question Night. And tonight we're looking at question 17. And to help me tonight, I brought my friend Benjamin Bear. Say hi, Benjamin. He's waving. And Benjamin doesn't know much about this question, and so he's going to learn about it too. Are you ready for this? All right, so we're going to learn. You guys excited? All right, here we go. So what is question 17? Well, question 17 says, how did God create man? How did God create man? God created man male and female after his own image. Yeah, is that kind of a confusing question? Yeah, does it makes you scratch your head, huh? Trying to figure it out. That is hard. Well, don't worry. We're going to talk about it, okay? All right. So the first thing we're going to do is look at a Bible verse. Yeah, I know. That's a big Bible verse. You're right. But we're going to go through it. It's important that we looked at this two verses tonight instead of just one, because it helps us understand our question. And it's from the book of Genesis. Do you know which number the book of Genesis is? That's right. It's the first book, book one. That's right, book one. It's the first book in the Bible. In fact, this is from the first chapter of the Bible. It's like one of the very first things that happened. God created the world. And he says in Genesis 1, verses 27 and 28, so God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said, have many children and grow in number, fill the earth and be its master. Rule over the fish in the sea, over the birds in the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Yeah, that's right. Over everything. I know, it seems kind of, it's a big deal, right? We have a big responsibility. Well, let's talk about what all this means. All right, so God made us, right? Okay, so God made us, you got that, in his image. Yeah, it's another head scratcher. What does that mean? Well, in his image means that God made us like him. Yeah, like him. That's pretty amazing that God made human beings like him. What that means is that we can think, we can feel, we have imaginations, and we know the difference between good and evil. The difference is that God never does anything evil. He never sins. He never does anything wrong. We do bad things. We sin. We do evil things. But God loved us so much that he sent us Jesus Christ to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven. So that's the good news. God made us, right? He made us. He made us in his image, and he loves us, and he saved us through Jesus Christ. He also made us male and female. Male and female. Now, male and female means that he made little boys and little girls who grow up to be men and women. That's right. There's two what we call genders. He made us different, and he made us amazing. God made men and women, little boys and little girls, in his image. And we are unique and amazing. So if you're a little girl, you're amazing. If you're a little boy, you're amazing. Why? Because God made you, and he made you very special. And not only did he make you, but he sent Jesus Christ to save you. And so therefore, you are doubly blessed that God is your creator, and he is your savior in Jesus Christ. So be so thankful today for what God has done. And then on top of all that, do you remember in the verse that said he made us masters or a master? What does that mean? He gave us responsibilities. Does that mean we're in charge and we can do whatever we want? No, not exactly. He gave us a responsibility to take the things he gave us and to do good things for one another. So it's kind of like if your mom and dad gave you some money and you went out and you just spent it on candy and toys for yourself and you didn't do anything else with it, they might not be so happy. Even though they gave you the money, maybe they weren't happy with what you did with it. But what if they gave you some money and you gave some to the church and you took some and you saved it and you took some the rest of the money and you bought a present for your mom or dad or your brother or sister or a friend and you shared it? That would be they gave you a responsibility and you used it to do good things for other people and for God. That's what God expects us to do with the world he gave us, that we are to use it to love him and to love everyone else around us. So tonight, when you're laying in your bed, think about this, that God made you, that you're made in his image, which means you are amazing, that he made you either a little boy or a little girl, which is amazing and special, that he gave you responsibilities so that you could do good things for other people. And most importantly, even though you sin and have done the wrong things in your life, God gave you Jesus Christ that you could be saved from those sins. And you can now know that you can close your eyes and you're safe and cared for by your God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the fact that you created us and made us in your image. We ask, O Lord, that we treasure the life you gave us, that we could use that life to do good things for others, to care for others, and to love others, and to love you with all our hearts and souls and mind. We ask that you bless us this night with a good night's sleep and sweet dreams, and that we would, when we wake up tomorrow, we think about all how wonderful and amazing you are, and we would see how we could live our lives in a way that makes you happy. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Okay, kiddos, it's been great spending the evening with you. If you have any questions, my email address is on the screen, and your mom and dad could send me an email if they'd like to, so ask politely. And we will see you next week, and say goodbye to Benjamin Bear. And remember, your church loves you. Alrighty, bye-bye.